You are about to listen to an anointed, challenging and dynamic word from the ministry of Pastor Andrew John of Direct Touch Ministries International. Touching hearts, reaching lives. Stay tuned and be ready as you receive this message from God's word that will challenge your everyday life.
Greetings and welcome once again to another time in the Word of God. And what a glorious day it is. What a time to rejoice. What a time to be glad, knowing that God is on our side and doing great and marvelous things in and through our lives. And once again, it's a joy to be alive and it's a joy to be well. My God, people, I know there's a lot of stuff, as I always mention or have mentioned in the past, there are a lot of things taking place in the world today. And we have to understand that even though there are ups and there are downs and there's different situations, wars and different terrorist attacks and so forth, and sicknesses and kidnappings, and there's many different things that are going on in the world today, but we still have to be with the mindset to rejoice greatly in Him, knowing that He's still in control. These things are not out of His control. They're in His. He's still in control. And despite all of these things which are taking place in the world today, God is still ruling strong upon His throne and still is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So don't get disheartened out there. Don't be turning around and saying, you know, if there's a God, why hasn't He done this and why hasn't He done that? Have faith in God. I'm telling you this right now. Have faith in God. And pray for those who may be going through a crisis. Pray for those who may be going through a situation. Pray for those who may be struggling at this time. Pray for those who have not been able to get to the point where they understand who God is in and for their lives. So you need to just pray, because those who know should do better. And we are the ones who know. So we are the ones to enlighten someone, let somebody have an understanding that God truly does exist. You might not be able to explain everything that takes place, because as the Word of God says, His ways are above our ways and His thoughts are above our thoughts. And His ways also are past finding out. So we have to understand in ourselves that there's not everything that we can give an answer to. You know, there's many people out there that they get these answers, these questions fired to them, and they ask all these kind of questions which you can't really give a correct or straight answer to, because you may even be thinking the answer they're thinking. And they might be thinking a particular way which could knock your faith and knock your perception on who the Lord of our salvation, the God of our salvation is. But there are some things that you just cannot explain. You just can't put it into words for somebody to understand. So the best thing to do is to say, you know what? God is God. And there are some things I don't understand. But I know that God is still God. And there's no two ways about it. He is supreme. For the one who can create the foundations of the world out of nothing, the one who can create man himself and form human beings out of the dust of the earth. My God, help us today. Who can create mankind in itself, who can bring breeze into the world and create flowers and plants and trees and mountains and the sea and the air and the cloud. My God, come on now. There's no greater explanation than this, that God supremely put the very planets in line, in place, the right distance apart. My God, help us today. There's got to be, as we say, our supreme God that rules, and that is the Almighty God Himself. So we're thankful to God for being such an inspiration in life itself. But don't try and explain yourself. Don't try and get yourself twisted up. Just say, you know what? If only you would believe. If you call upon His name. If you speak unto Him in the stillness of the night. If you just pray. If you just surrender. You will see the power of God move for your life. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. I just needed to say that. Somebody out there may need to hear something along them lines. And I'm so glad that God is inspiring us today to really deliver just that little snippet of a word to encourage somebody's heart. Bless the name of the Lord. Our greetings go out to our Dr. Dave P and our minister Helen Laporte of this number one internet gospel station, UGN Jams. UGN Jams is doing such marvelous things, and it's very good idea to keep close-knit to what's taking place, because God is doing something mighty through UGN Jams. And we ask you to continue to be praying for those who are in the driving seat of UGN Jams, Dr. Dave Pierre, Minister Helen Laporte. Continue to keep them in your prayers, and continue to keep the family of UGN in your prayers also, that we will be able to thrust forward. Pastor John is getting a little bit twisted up again today. Thrust forward and do what God wants them to do, and the UGN family across the globe, and touching the hearts of people all over the place. Bless the name of the Lord. Queen Keziah Job is doing a marvelous job in lines of the reggae gospel station, in lines of playing the music. I'm telling you, that is something else. She's flying at the moment. My God, you've got to tune into that. The reggae gospel show. Tune into that. Reggae royalties. Tune in. You will be blessed. My God. And blessings to you, our Queen Keziah Job. Bless God. Amen. Anyway, let's get into some word right now. My God. God is good, and he's doing some marvelous things in and through our lives. And my God, are we going places with this word today? Let's see where we're going to go, because we're going to I was inspired by a word that came to me in a dream. I can't explain the fullness of the dream because it's a bit long, but the long and short of the dream is that God was reassuring myself and many others that in the midst of all what is taking place, in the midst of all the pressure that might be there, in the midst of all of those who thought they had you finished, my God, realize this, that God has assured you that he's coming through for your life, and he's got your back. No matter what it is, he's got your back, and he's watching over you despite all what is being said about you. You know, there's people out there firing words at you. You know, there's firing words at your spirit, at your body, at your life, at your finances, at your soul. They're firing words at your children, at your partner, at your husband, at your wife. They're firing things at your family background, your family generation. They're firing words at your future. They're firing words at your job situation. They are firing words at your church, your associations. They're firing words at you. And you don't realize how much they are firing those words, because words are power. But God is saying, in the midst of all of that, I am raising up a standard that no one, no man, no voice, no word, no judgment against your life is going to be able to stand, because my word is going to override every single thing that's coming up against your life. And so we are being reassured here through the word of God that we can press through and we can stand on the promises of God, knowing that God's word is going to be coming alive and is alive in our lives. I just want to assure you today, because I had to have that assurance in my life. God saw it fit to pour that into my life, because there's different things that are taking place and things that we don't even see or know. But when God assures you, even in a vision or a dream, when he assures you, even with someone giving you a word here and there, when he assures your spirit, know this for sure, that God is coming through for you. Bless the name of the Lord. You know what? I'm going to read from verse 1 on Psalms chapter 56. Psalms chapter 56. I'm going to read it from verse 1, but that's not my key thing. But I just want to lead it up to where we're going with this, because I think it's a good thing for us to just go through from the beginning. It goes like this. Be merciful unto me, O God. For man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. My God. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. You know, there's many. You heard it say it for itself right there. You heard David really express it right there. He said that there are many. There are many that fight against me. I wonder if I can hear amen from somebody out there, because I know there's a witness out there that somebody's saying to themselves, there are so many people against me right now. It's just so many. It almost comes too much to bear. It becomes overwhelming at times, but God says that even though they fight against you daily, even though there are many enemies trying to swallow you up, even though they fight against you, many of them, God is still going to be there with you. Watch what it says. It says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. You can't fear what flesh is going to do unto you. You have to just continue to keep on praising God. He said, I will praise God and I will glorify him and I will trust him also. Watch what it says. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. My God, help us today. Every single day they come up against the words of the man of God, of the woman of God. They come against the words of the servants of God. They wrestle against it. They rest against my words. But God is saying in the midst of that, hold on, my friends. Hold on. All their thoughts are against me for evil. People have, you see, this is what I'm trying to say to you in the little bit of the build up. People not only are against you, they not only are conjuring up their minds against you, they're not only swallowing you up daily, they're not only fighting against you, they're not only just, trying to swallow up all of your words and so forth, but they're also having evil thoughts against you daily. My God, help us right now. You see, this is why the Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. A thought isn't flesh and blood. A thought is conjured with spiritual backative. A thought is conjured with an idea following. A thought is conjured up in what you'll call an invisible force. Let me use that word. It's an invisible force. A thought is an invisible force that once it manifests itself can be active in whatsoever form it needs to come in. That's what you need to understand. It says their thoughts are against me. Are against me for evil. Imagine somebody's thinking evil against you. This is what I'm trying to say. Look, somebody can be looking, you can look at someone straight in their face. They could be smiling, but their thoughts are evil against you. My God, help us today. That's why you have to be careful and have to be mindful of how your actions are with people around you, because some people might say they love you, but they have an evil intention. That's why you have different people in different levels of leadership and so forth. And you have to have people around you who are thinking and who are genuinely for you and with you. Because some people say they're with you, say they love you, but have evil thoughts towards you. And that's not good. That's not healthy, because that can weigh your spirit down. My God, help us right now. We're going to have to go into those deep things another time. Let me see if I can move on with this. And it says, they gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. My God, help us right now. These things are so devious. That is something like for a deep spiritual warfare message right there. But it says that they gather themselves together. My God. They hide themselves. That means they don't even put themselves in an obvious position, but they hide themselves. People are in the background. People are taking your name. They're putting your name on a prayer list to try to bring you down. They're speaking death and evil unto your name. So they hide themselves. They mark your steps. Oh, merciful Father. Everywhere you go, no matter where you are going, whatever you are doing, they are marking your steps. My God, help us right now. When they mark your steps, wherever you're going, they're looking to see which direction you're going to take. They know the direction you're taking. They know your pattern. They know your stance. They know your style. They know your fighting technique. They know everything about you. They know your strategies. They figure you out. So they mark your steps. You see, when you're a boxer or any kind of athlete, you're in some kind of a contact sport or even a football team, what they do, if your opponent is clever, what they do, they look to see what kind of pattern or style you have on a regular basis. They see how you move. And when they work out, they mark out how you move, how you play your game, they then work out how to beat you, how to obstruct the way how you move, how to stop you from winning. They mark out your steps. They hide away. They get information about you. And so when they know your moves, they start to just fire out particular things at your life. This is the same thing what is being said here. If what they do, they hide themselves away and they mark your steps. My God, help us today. When they start marking your steps, you've got to be careful because it means that you're predictable. But what you have to understand is that when God marks your steps, nobody knows. That's why, you see, there's times where you may be heading somewhere and the enemy might be thinking you're going to A. But then God switches up and says, yo, you're going to Z. My God, help us right now. You see, you have to understand that when God moves with you, no one should be able to track your steps. No one should be able to mark out what you're doing and where you're going. No one should be able to monitor you in such a way that they know exactly what you're going to be doing. That's why some people, they can't just appear at my home because they never know when I'm going to be there. They never know. I could be here, I could be there. You just don't know. And that's the thing. If people can mark out your plan and what you do in life and where you go and so forth, then you know what? You're predictable. You're a predictable individual. And I'm not telling you to go here, there and everywhere. I'm just saying you become predictable. So that's why someone can mark out your steps. You leave at 7:30 in the morning. You get to work about 8 o'clock. You get, when you go to work, you're sitting in the office. You're sitting in the office. You go for lunch. You go down the road. You just sit down on the park bench. You do that every single day. You're there for 20 minutes. Then you take a walk around the park for another 20 minutes. Then you head back to the office. You sit down there. You finish work. You're going off. You're going to take that train. Oh man, you're going there. And then you're going to go to the shops to get something. And then you're going to head back. They know your steps. Oh, merciful Father. They know when you're going to pray. They know when you're going to read. They know when you're going to intercede. They know when you're going to fast. They mark out your steps. But you have to be unpredictable. My God, if God says to you one day, you need to just walk it to work, then you walk it to work. If God says to you one day, take the train. If God says to you, take the bus. If God says to you, go and ride your bike. If God says to you to change up your plan, or you feel in your spirit to change up your plan, then do so. Because you see, the enemy is trying to mark out your steps in life. And when they can do that, they know how to set you up. The devil doesn't come with any new tricks. All he comes with is the same old tricks, just wrapped up in a different package. And when he sees you and he sees that you've gone left instead of right, he has to try and think of another strategy to trip you up. But don't allow the enemy to mark out your steps. But that's what takes place. But watch this. And he says, when they wait for my soul. They're not even waiting for your your flesh, so to speak. They're waiting for your soul. The Bible says, the thief cometh to steal, kill, and to destroy. The Bible says that the lion, the devil, seeketh those people, seeketh your soul, to destroy your soul, like a roaring lion, seeking souls to devour. My God, let me tell you this right now. God has to be your organizer. God has to be your planner. God has to be your guide. God has to be your director. God has to be your sat-nav. God has to be even your navigator. God has to be every single thing to you, because if the devil tries in all of these ways and forms, tries to look, find you, looking out for you, hiding from you, marking out your steps, he's waiting to destroy your soul. When the enemy tries to do that, God has to kick in and move you in another direction. My God, let's move on from that. And it says, shall they escape my iniquity? In thine anger, cast down the people, O God. In other words, God, will they seek out, shall they escape by iniquity? Shall these people escape trying to deal with me, oh, merciful Father, with their demonic activities? Oh, merciful Father, this is really going deep. I only think I was going to delay on all of this, but let's just go there anyway. Shall they escape by iniquity? Shall they escape by conjuring up, by seeking and by consulting strong powers to destroy my life? Shall they succeed in all of that? Shall they progress? Shall they amount? Shall they get to that point where when my soul is being seeked after, God, are you going to let them get away with them consulting evil spirits, principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, all kind of evil and man of evil that is out there? Are you going to let them get away with that? Will they hide? Will they escape trying to kill me off by using these other mediums? All right. God, help us right now. You see, even David knew in those days that people were using different devices, different forms, different ways to try to destroy people's lives. It wasn't just with weapons. It wasn't just with sword and spear. My God, it wasn't just weapons of war, but they consulted. My God, as I said, you see in all of that, there's thoughts. They were evil thoughts. These are things projected onto people. My God, and he was saying here, are they going to overcome? Will they slip the net by overcoming me with evil consultations, divinations? Will they get away with that, God? My God, listen, the God in whom we serve, my God, there's no evil, there's no iniquity, there's no occult that can dodge past, my God, the Holy Ghost. They need to understand that the God in whom we serve a God who is on our side where the Holy Ghost is concerned, that sees all of the devices of the enemy, every one of them. It doesn't matter what you're going to pull. God is going to come through. Why? Because he says, right there in this word, he says, in thine anger, he calls upon God, in thine anger, because iniquity is an abomination. It's against the law, against God. You're defying the law. You're breaking the law by coming with evil intentions, by coming with consultations, by coming with divination. You have already caused an abomination. Abomination is breaking the law. My God. And you've already broken it. So God, this is what David says. David said, if that be the case, in thine anger, cast down the people, O God. My God. You know what? Yeah, you're going to have to cast down some evil presence that's trying to come and try to wreck your life. You're going to have to get radical in some kind of way. You don't want people to be dealt with, so to speak. And I know David was a man of war, so he spoke in this kind of way and with this kind of language. But we know Jesus Christ has come to save and to save all. And so therefore we speak another language, but we don't want to destroy somebody's life. We want God to come and give them a chance to rescue them. So what we have to do is destroy the mindset. As they have thoughts against us with evil, we're sending forth thoughts of mercy on their life, that God break down those powers of darkness, break down those powers of intent to try to destroy our lives, and bring them, Father, redeem them back to yourself. Take away the evilness and bring forth your greatness into their lives in the name of Jesus. We have to start to cast down some of these fiery darts that are coming towards us, and break down and rescue some of these people that have been captivated and imprisoned by the evil one. We have to say to God, cast these people down. Cast the spirit down. And let the name of the Lord come through and rescue the souls of your people. My God, help us right now. And then it goes on to this. My God, we're going to have to go into part two with this one. It goes on to this. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? My God, God. My God, we're going somewhere with this. Thou tellest my wanderings. Bless the name of the Lord. Thou tellest my wanderings. Or you're taking account of what I do. You've seen my journey. You've seen where I've been. You've understood my journey. And you've heard and recognized I'm tired. My God, I wonder if there's anyone out there who's become tired. Tired of the struggle. Tired of people on your case all the time. Tired of being worn out. Tired of being tired. My God, help us right now. Worn out of being worn out. There are people out there that are always on your case. And you know something? The enemy never wants to give up unless he's fully defeated. And you see, the enemy will always be persistent. You know, the Bible talks about a scorner. And you have to deal with a scorner in a particular way, because you can't deal with a scorner the way how you would deal with an ordinary or someone in general who doesn't scorn. Scorning is someone who consistently has something to say about somebody's situation or about anything. You can scorn against food, you scorn against clothes, you scorn against somebody's personality or people's personalities. You scorn against money, what people have. You're a scorner. And not only that, you don't stop. So you will say it to one person and then you're going to say it to the next. So you can't deal with a scorner like how you would deal with somebody else. But the thing about it is, a scorner never gives up. So they're on and on and on. And they can wear you down. So you've got to do one of two things. You either pull yourself away or you deal with them accordingly. But these things make you tired. And there's people out there that are tired. You're tired. People are on your back. They've just got nothing else to do but be on your case. The Bible says here, thou tellest my wanderings. You see my journey. You understand my journey, God. You know where I've been. And you know the struggle. You know the weight that I bear. But because of all of this, I feel weary. I feel weary. So he says here, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? It's my journeys, my tears, my hard work, my sorrowful times, my painful times. Are they not written in your book? They are in your bottle. They are stored up. My God. God has got a storage of our tears and our hard times and our burdens. But God is saying, I'm coming through for you. I'm coming through for you, my son. I'm coming through for you, my daughter. Hang on in there. I'm coming through. My God, we're going to have to go into part two. Bless the name of the Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you once again. You are a God who looks after us, keeps us, satisfies us through the thick and through the thin. I pray in the name of Jesus that this word today is moving into somebody's life. Whoever is going through their circumstances, whoever is going through their challenge, I pray right now in Jesus' mighty name that you'll come through with fire and power and they will overcome their situation, knowing that you are the one who's keeping them and watching their back and sending them on their way. We say all this right now in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. May the Lord bless you, keep and may his face shine upon you and give you peace. This is Pastor John signing out once again. You have a very, very good day and a blessed week.
You've been listening to Pastor Andrew John of Direct Touch Ministries International, touching hearts, reaching lives. For more information, email ajohn70@hotmail.com.